Good morning. Snow and ice overnight, taking a temporary break across much of interior New York and New England just in time for the morning drive. It's still a bit tricky out there with snow and ice covered roads. Will make for a slower morning commute, but any organized precipitation is on hold for now. Temperatures still below freezing in many locations, so certainly some icy travel on untreated surfaces. As we go through the day today, the storm system, which is producing all of this inclement weather, will track over the top of the Appalachian Mountains and into central and eastern New York on its way into the St. Lawrence Valley. On this track, a very mild southerly wind flow will produce temperatures well into the 40s and 50s in eastern New York and New England. This will allow the next round of precipitation to come through as mainly rain, and some of it will fall heavily at times. On the back side of the low, a rain-snow mix will occur in central New York with more snow out to the west. Tonight, as the storm passes, colder air will flow back in, so we'll have evening rain and snow showers, then we'll dry it out overnight with some fog as temperatures dip back into the 20s. This will leave us with a quieter weather pattern through the middle of the week. Still lots of clouds and a few passing showers tomorrow. Highs back into the upper 30s, and colder high pressure coming in for Thursday will produce lots of sunshine, but highs will be back into the lower 30s. Another disturbance will approach during the day Friday with increasing clouds, and there is the chance for some light snow after dark Friday night. Readings will be back up into the lower to mid-30s, and leftover rain and snow showers to open the weekend on Saturday with highs into the lower 40s. The second half of the weekend will be pleasant and comfortable for this time of year with high pressure keeping it dry, highs back into the lower to mid-40s before dipping back into the 30s by early next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that strong storm tracking northward along the crest of the Appalachians will have a multitude of precipitation types associated with it, with the highest snowfall totals just to the north and west of the low track. This will be mainly across northwestern Pennsylvania and western New York. Winter storm warnings are in effect for these areas for 8 to 15 inches of snow, mainly across the Rochester and Buffalo area south into Bradford and Erie, Pennsylvania. Ice accretion, though, could lead to power outages in portions of the Virginias, Pennsylvania, and the higher terrain of western Maryland. Winter storm warnings are also out in these locations. And in the milder air to the east coast, heavy rain and thunderstorms will be possible, and some of the storms could be severe. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with blowing snow and fog, 28 degrees with a south-southwest wind at 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear, and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light freezing drizzle and fog, 23 degrees, the dew point 20, 88% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.92 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Lake Forest, California, to a low of 26 below zero at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain and wind in the mid-50s, Boston, rain and wind in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, snow, heavy at times with 5 to 7 inches by the end of the day and highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 20 degrees, the low 4 below zero, the average temperature 8, that's 18 degrees below normal. 0.14 of an inch of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday, amounting to 1.5 inches of snow. For the month now, 4.5 inches, which is 2.3 inches below normal. And 10 inches even now for the season, which is 31.5 inches of snow below normal. There were 57 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 569, and 3,510 for the season, which is 949 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low, 17. The record high, 61, set in 2006, and the record low, 20 below zero in 1943. Sunrise this morning, 6:52 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:28 p.m., 10 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Any remaining snow will change to sleet, then rain this morning, with highs in the mid-40s. Rain and snow showers tonight. Also, areas of fog with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, rain moving back in could be heavy at times today with highs in the mid-50s. Rain showers this evening, then mostly cloudy with some fog overnight tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, any remaining sleet and freezing rain will become just rain this morning with more rain later, highs in the mid-40s. Rain and snow showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, rain moving back in, heavy at times today, with highs in the lower 50s. Rain showers this evening, then mostly cloudy, with areas of fog overnight tonight, and lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Some spotty freezing rain early this morning will become just rain later this morning with more rain, heavy at times, later on today. Highs around 50. Rain showers this evening, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight and lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler, a couple of passing showers, upper 30s, mostly sunny, lower 30s Thursday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Friday, light snow after dark, lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers Saturday, lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-40s Sunday, and a chance of light snow or snow showers Monday, highs again in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.